Many reasons have been given for the soaring rate of U.S. prison incarceration since the 1960s, from the decline of parental authority to the loss of industrial job opportunities, or simply to capitalist greed. But according to Robert Perkinson, prison population is not a function of the crime rate, but of fears generated for political expediency.
The growth of imprisonment in the U.S. has not been driven by crime, only partially been driven by economics, and has largely been generated through a politics of racial fear that grew up with and helped propel and was propelled by the growth of the new right in reaction against the civil rights movement, with the South leading the way.
And, continues Robert Perkinson, the model of the U.S. prison system started with the Quakers' idea of solitary penitence for mostly white criminals, but was transformed into a repressive system in the segregated South. The modern institution of the 1960s emphasized reforming the individual, counseling, and parole.
But there's always been a counter tradition, most visible in the South, and that's a tradition not of attempted rehabilitation, but of public vengeance or retribution. Not training or education, but labor exploitation. Not the reintegration of citizens into society, but intentional segregation and permanent stigmatizing. And it's that system that has come to the fore in the post-civil rights era that has created a kind of permanent underclass of convicts in the United States, which in many disturbing ways mirrors Jim Crow and slavery.
After emancipation, the Jim Crow South used a loophole in the 13th Amendment to imprison blacks into forced labor.
Instead of being shipped to prison, they were hired out to the highest bidder. Railroad companies, mining corporations, and most of all sugar and cotton planters. And in the same way that slavery built the Old South, bonded unpaid convict labor, a new form of slavery built the New South.
For Robert Perkinson, the Republican political strategy of the 70s and 80s aimed to drive a wedge between black and white aspirations as a reaction to civil rights and the youth rebellion of the 60s.
The Republican Party discovered that they could break up the New Deal Great Society coalition that the Democratic Party had assembled by talking tough on crime and talking tough on welfare. They found a new language for talking about race, and by the late 60s became the white man's party in America, and that they remain. Suddenly, Texas's penal system began to be copied in other states and became much, much more severe. Texas swept away all of the segregationist statutes from its books in 1969 and began authorizing adult prosecution for juveniles, extending penalties for drug crimes, and authorized the construction of the largest prison plantation in state history.
And so as prisons have always locked up the real hardcore and violent criminals,
the people we're locking up now are the nonviolent offenders, the drug offenders, the low-level property offenders, and the pervasiveness of imprisonment is overwhelmingly a male experience, especially among young black men, and that's why, you know, 60%, shockingly, of young black men who don't get out of high school face ending up in prison.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.